Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just a singing and praising the Lord. Glory to God. God can, he can move mountains, he can take us around him, stop the wind from blowing, stop the thunder from rolling, he can do it, no other God can. God can, God can, he can move mountains, he can take us around him, stop the wind from blowing, stop the thunder from rolling. He can do it, no other God can. God met the woman at the well one day, and she told him everything he's done. He touched my soul. Oh, he made me whole. The heart he cried, God can, God can. He can move mountains. He can take us around us. Stop the wind from blowing. Stop the thunder from rolling. He can do it, no other God can. He can do it, no other God can. He can do what no other God can. Welcome to the Rock Talk Radio Divine Connection. For the second time, we're saying it because I was on mute early. Praise God, singing glory unto the Lord. None of you could hear, but we bless the Lord. We are one accord at this hour. Thank God for what he has done. Now we're in our seventh day of the revival. The fire from the beginning all the way up to glory to God. Each night we've been going higher and higher. I think we've been riding the Concorde every night. You know, you start off in the major helicopter down the runway in taxiing glory to God in a airplane, and then glory to God, you get off the airplane on the 747 on the Concorde. But it seems like we just went on the Concorde every night. So we're looking forward to none other than the Lord blessing mightily tonight through our brother. Pray and continue to encourage his heart. Glory to God, had a little bit of a challenge, but he's coming on. He's already available for service. So we just thanking the Lord for Minister Black out of Robert Black out of Connecticut. We are thanking God, glory to God, for all this great and mighty acts he's been doing all week. My spirit been fed. It's not just another time. I had a good time, and I found myself in the Word and some things over to God to sharpen, over to have some tools in and to bring some awareness. So I thank God. So if anybody say they're really a disciple for Christ or becoming one or glory to that, growing into that place, there's no way that you cannot say from the first night all the way up to now, glory to God, that you have not been in a place that God spoke to your heart in some form or manner and where we need to be and where we need to go and what he want to do in us and what we need to correct. Because he said he, glory to God, chastised those that he loved, but he know how to build and encourage and bring awareness as well. So we thank God for the God Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our Deliverer, our Healer, whatever you need him to be. He is the I am that I am if we allow him to be, but he want us to be what he called us to be and then transform into his image. So that means flesh got to die. We can't justify. Glory to God. We just want him to be glorified when we deny ourselves and walk in submission and obedience to his will. So I thank God for what he has been doing and has done. Praise God. We thank God. Glory to God. We're looking for him to move in a miraculous way. And even through our trial, God has a plan in that for us. Glory to God for that flesh to be crucified, that he may be glorified in our lives so we can be that witness and through the trials and make us stronger, make us more aware of him through his word so we'll know who we are in the name of Jesus and we'll be able to recognize the enemy and put him to flight and have that desire, glory to God, to let his will be done. Thank you, Lord God, for all that he's done. Don't let it be said you did run well. Who did hinder you? We want to make sure no matter what's going on, that we're keeping a place of repentance, a place of humility, a place of obedience, a place, glory to God, to be a blessing and to fight the good fight of faith, glory to God, and keep the armor on and making sure we're not walking in pride. Oh, glory to God, a high-mindedness. Bless the Lord. Thank God for who he is. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for you all again. Glory to God for coming on and those that have been on every night. Thank you for those prayer warriors that come on every week on Monday nights and the Lord blessing them and using them for his glory. Thank God. Glory to God for those, glory to God, that come in and listen nightly too as well. And those that have been coming on even every night, and for those nights that you did receive, whether it's 1, 2, 3 a night, whatever it is, I pray that your spirit has been illuminated and glory to God, you've been blessed, and also something to grow thereby from what the word has been saying. Amen. We thank God for those that are on the line. We have enough for even for the minister of the gospel to start ministering the word tonight. I usually like to try to give a little bit of exaltation before that time so we can make sure that the Lord bless and those that come on there be able to at least get the bulk of the word, even if they come on a little bit delayed. It's 7:07 now, so what we're going to do is bless the Lord and get prepared. Glory to God for our scripture reading as well. And then tonight I also want to inform those that it may be your first night on, as we always try to bring awareness and info concerning the process of the Blog Talk Radio. When we come on, we always have all the lines muted, and so the speaker or whoever is have the mic at that time, it won't be any interference or any a noise in the background, so that way they can be able to deliver the message. We can hear everything that's being said. So the lines will open up after the message has been spoken, time for prayer and whatever like this, to take those prayer requests. So just want to inform you that anyone that have the missed some nights would like to hear the rest of the revival, we'll look under online for www.blogtalkradio.com/divine. Divine for the ministry is spelled D as in David, E as in Eagle, Divine Connection. Glory to God. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/divine connection. You can go back and listen to all the episodes from last night or tonight. The last night usually be about an hour, and you can still hear it for even the message from tonight. The same day. So give it an hour or two and you can hear this message if you miss some parts, and then all the other ones if you desire. They'll say whatever episodes from yesterday, and then from that point on backwards it would let you be able to hear as you click on it. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Our scripture reading tonight will be coming from none other than our own one of prayer warriors, Minister Brenda Jenkins, and we'll get ready to open her line. Praise God for her to bring our scripture reading. And before she reads the scripture, I also want you all to be praying for Prophetess Bird. She would have been doing the prayer tonight. We got an emergency call this evening when Mother McCormick and myself, we were doing intercessory prayer, and then at the end of it, I merged her in, and I thought we're just merging her in just for her to pray with us. And she was, her heart was broken because they were in church with her family and got the news and stuff like that. So her nephew had a massive heart attack and died. And the sister that was one of her third sister that was with her, that was her son. And she was not even able to make it to the hospital in time to even see him or say goodbye. So just pray for her family and for her. Praise God. We send out prayers and comfort and encouragement. And pray glory to God that God will bless through the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, because we go past and go places that none of us can go, whether we went through the same thing or not, everybody go through differently. So we just pray that our spirit continue to be uplifted and continue to stand on the word of God and just be comforted in the Lord and any other ones that are going through a challenging time, as well as those things that are happening in Kentucky, Missouri, and all the other states where all of that has taken place. We have to give these cares to the Lord and make sure that our anchor hold and that we're our lives are lined up with God's word more and more daily with everything going around, and just not to walk in fear but in faith, to keep trusting God and putting our cares and concerns in his hands. We may not know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow, and we put our faith in him as we cast these cares and concerns back to the Lord. At this time, we're going to have Minister Brenda bring forth our scripture reading for tonight as we wait for the fire to be, glory to God, to, in this explosion in the spirit of the Lord to come forth tonight through our Minister Blunt. Praise the Lord, my sister.
Okay, praise the Lord. Our scripture tonight is coming from Psalms 100, verses 4 through 5, and it reads, enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. I have read Psalms 100, verses 4 through 5. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of this word.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. We'll have our prayer. I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then I'm going to have his minister, Black's sister, I believe she's out of, not sure, it's Shorts, Florida or Georgia, but anyway, Elder Trelia Black. I'm going to see if I can find her number, but we're going to pray first, then we have introduction, and then after the introduction, you will hear, well, the number that my brother gave me was 404, and I'm actually using a different number. I'll have to ask him. Okay, I see it now. And as soon as I pray, then you'll hear none other than Elder Black. His sister will introduce him, the man of God, one of the prayer warriors that has been so faithful to the prayer warriors ministry for Blog Talk, Divine Connection, right a little while after he came into the ministry for a couple of months. The next thing you know, the Lord just blessed and just adopted him. That was just the first time God ever have anyone come in that fast a few months after he came in. And he's been consistent and faithful, glory to God, all through that time, and have a word in the spirit. And I've seen how God has been blessing him, how he's been growing too as well. So we're looking forward to God blessing him. He is definitely full of the word and the spirit of love and compassion. I just want to lay something, glory to God, so how much we do appreciate the anointing in his life and what God is blessing and doing in him. Praise God. As we get ready to pray, Father, we do bless you tonight, give you glory and honor, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and truly we are, glory to God, blessed. And we're thanking God for all your great and mighty acts, renewed mercies every day, for your faithfulness, God, glory to God, for your grace, for the anointing, for being a part of the kingdom of God at such a time as this, for the power of forgiveness and forgiving us while we were yet sinners and while you were on the cross. Love kept you up there, glory to God, through it all, and so redeeming us back to the Father. We thank you, glory to God, as we put our life in your hands. We ask you, Lord God, to help us to learn to trust you and rest in you. And glory to God, let you fight these battles and making sure we are dressed in the armor. Glory to God. Know that there will be trials and tribulations. You still told us to be of good cheer. You've overcome the world. And God, you said there'll be many, glory to God, afflictions. But glory to God, you said you'll deliver us out of them all. So no matter what's going on now in the land, in our lives, glory to God, in our sisters' lives and others that are going through at this time as believers. And as we pray and believe you, we're thanking you for the healing and deliverance, for the comfort and the courage and the strength to go on, God. We pray, God, for Pastor Bird and her family. Pray, God, that you'll comfort, pray, glory to God, for all of those that have been affected in this tornadoes and different places, things that we heard and things we don't know of. You know all about it. So we just ask you to bless and heal and deliver, and God, provisions to be made. We thank you, Lord God, for those provisions and things that you're blessing us and covering us every day as well. Help us, glory to God, not be a lip service people, but be genuine and sincere about what you've been telling us way before this revival, but now in this revival, preparing to go to the next day, the next month, the next year, glory to God, in the years to come as we continue to grow. God, we bless you for all that you do every day. Cover our children, our grandchildren, our seed. God, help them to be a people that are called by your name and delivered, glory to God, out of darkness into the marvelous light. Help us, God, to be real and genuine in all that we do. Thank you for the leaders every night, every minister that you have used to bring forth the bread of life, word that we can live by. Bless them, blessing their homes, blessing their in whatever their endeavors are. Bless this man of God tonight. Praise God for all, glory to God, the greater things yet that you are yet to do in our lives. As we hold on to your word, I'm going to close your line, I'm sorry. As we hold on to your word, glory to God, as you said, for the plans that you have for us, declares the Lord, plans to prosper us, and glory to God, not to bring any harm to us, plans to give us, glory to God, a hope and a future. Lord, help us to know you'll work everything for the good if we just trust you and believe you. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that destroys yokes. God help us to keep the faith in spite of what's going on with Corona, what's going on overseas, what's going on in this land here in the United States. We're praying, glory to God, that we get anchored as the body of Christ, get out all the isms and schisms, and get to a place that we'll really come on one accord, glory to God, not pleasing flesh, but to please you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we bind up Satan, all his little cords, every interference, anything that you bring, sickness, diseases, all untimely death, even the things that he will try to come up against this technology, that it won't be no interference. We bind him up and loosen from his assignment. We speak life. And God, we speak, glory to God, as your word said, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you told us to speak life. So is the man thinking in his heart, so is he. Help us to have the mind of Christ and think on those things, glory, that are going to glorify you. Help us in all our endeavors, and even in our pain and agony, give every care and concern to you and put our trust in you and don't lean to our own understanding. So, Lord, we bless you. Holy Spirit, have thine own way. We give you glory, praise, and honor in Jesus' name. Bless this, your people, and bless this man of God as he brings forth glory to God, your word. Praise the Lord. At this time, receive none other than Elder Talia Black to introduce her brother, Minister Robert Black.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. My name is Elder Talia Black. I am Minister Robert Black's biological sister. I honor the Lord and who is my Savior, and also I honor Pastor Hubbard and everyone under the sound of my voice. I bring you greetings from Atlanta, Georgia, where I'm under the leadership of Pastor Apostle John Michael McKinney at the Impact Center. My assignment tonight is to introduce the Rhema Bearer. I've known Minister Robert Black all of his life. I've seen God save him, deliver him. I've seen God give him a change of heart and a change of mind to follow God or to follow Jesus. I've seen the Lord do so many things in Robert's life where I am so glad and thankful to God, even for the prayers of the righteous, for the prayers of the saints. And also I've seen God, you know, sanctify him through his word. Robert is a walking, breathing, living Bible. And I believe that God has anointed him. Robert knows the word in and out. The scripture says in Isaiah 61, part A, the Spirit of the Lord, God is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. And I believe that's what God has did for Robert. God has anointed Robert to preach the gospel in season and out of season. And without further ado, I present to some and those that know Robert, you know, that he preaches the word of God. You know, he knows the word of God and he lives the word of God. So without any further ado, Robert, preach the word of God and let the Lord use you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I've had some good days. And I had some hills to climb. I've had some worry days. And oh, some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days, they outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain, giving honor to God who's first in my life. Amen to Pastor Hubbard. Amen. The host of Divine Connections, D-E-V-I-N-E, Connections. Amen to all the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, all the ones that are listening in at this time. I just thank God for you, you, and you. Thank you for introducing me, big sis. Love you much. Amen. And I'm not going to be before you long, but I'm going to take my time. But I'm not going to take much of your time. Apostle gave this topic to me about the middle of October. And by the end of October, I thought it was already done because I thought it was the beginning of November I was supposed to speak it. So I was just studying and getting this message together. And Pastor Hubbard said, no, no, it's the beginning of December. So I was one month ahead. Message already that God gave me. And she said, well, God will just give you more. And I said, well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And I just thank God because this is what God has given me. And who is getting the praise, Jesus or you? Now, I was brought up in a religious church. I believe in my heart, Ansonia, Connecticut. And we really didn't get the word. We had the form. We had the fashion, you know. And it was out of a Baptist church. It really doesn't matter whether it was Baptist, Pentecostal, Methodist. If it wasn't right, it wasn't right. And anyways, but we were going there because of tradition. There was a lot of family members and things. But, you know, we had more freedom than a lot of other people as far as going to church. And, you know, the parents were really strict. And, no, you stay in the house. Even till a certain age, you stay in the house. But we had more freedom. In our teens, we can go places. We can hang out. I got introduced to things at a younger age because I had more freedom, opposed to the ones that was in the house. They weren't allowed that type of freedom and couldn't be exposed to many things that I was. Some things are good and some things are bad. But I know one thing, when I got older, being introduced to drugs and alcohol and stealing and running the streets. And I'll give you a testimony when I got locked up. I got caught a larceny six. And I was in the bathroom washing my hands. And I was in the bathroom by myself. And God said, do you want to go home? I said, yeah, Lord. He said, praise me. I looked around the corner. And I was whispering, but I was yelling low, God, I thank you. God, I bless you. I magnify your name. The next day I went home. I said, wow. 2 months later, I stole again and got caught with a larceny six again. I forgot about the first time God spoke to me. I'm in the same place. I'm washing my hands in the bathroom. God said, you want to go home? I stopped that. And my mind said, God, Lord, is this you? And then I said, yeah, Lord. He said, praise me. And I remember the first time now. I begin to praise God. I'm in the bathroom by myself. Same scenario. 2 weeks later, I went to court and I went home that day. 4 months later, I kept stealing, got caught with another larceny six. I forgot the first two times that he spoke to me. And God said, I'm in the bathroom washing my hands again. And God said, Robert, do you want to go home? I said, yeah, Lord. He said, then praise me. I praise God. And a couple of days later, I went home. Tell me that's not God. I thank God. I know his still small voice. But not only that, three strike rule, three larceny sixes, you can get a career criminal, which means a larceny six holds about maybe 6 months to a year. The more you do it, the longer time you get. But a career criminal can get you maybe 4 or 5 years, even more. And the judge said, you're lucky I don't get you with career criminal. But I thank God for that, because if the Lord had not been on my side, I would have been swallowed up. I would have been swallowed up. I give him the glory. See, the world can show me 99 ways to party, but the church would only show me, and has always shown me, one way, and that's to live holy. I just thank God for this prayer line. I was at the church. Now I am the church. We must enter in at the straight gate. Amen. For narrow is the gate, and straight is the way, and few be that find it. I just thank God, through thick and thin, through hard times and through good times, amen, he still kept grooming me, still kept preparing me for a day such as this. I don't dot every I and I don't cross every T. I don't claim to know anything until he have that need in me. Glory be to God. I just thank you, Lord. Thank him for his anointing. Amen. Still teaching me. Amen. Getting closer. I know I was a spiritual knucklehead. I'm getting better. From jails to prisons, running from state to state, from the police. I wanted to be the man. I had to learn how to fight, because I refused to get beat. People my age, I beat 99% of them because I wanted to be the man. I didn't know nothing about giving God no glory. I praise God. I clap my hands and say thank you, Jesus, every once in a while. But when it came to life, I thought life was, I got to be the man. I just thank God. But when I became born again, I come to find out that it wasn't about me at all. It's about Jesus.
Thank you. Okay.
Hallelujah. When I was in Trenton, New Jersey, and I heard the word, like for the first time, and there was this place on every Saturdays, you go there and warm up, have a cup of coffee, eat jelly and peanut butter sandwiches. And I used to go there every Saturday just to have some good fresh peanut butter jelly sandwiches and a cup of coffee. And as I was eating it, I was enjoying that sandwich. And then the pastor, Jonathan Johnson, kept speaking. And then one day he spoke a word from the word. And then I stopped and looked at him, because my spiritual ears opened up. And then he began to speak about the Holy Ghost and salvation. And I listened, and the word penetrated my spirit man. At the end of the service, I became born again, for real this time. I never heard it like I used to. I heard it for the first time. Caught my attention. The Holy Ghost just drew me. I got baptized in the Holy Ghost in Trenton, New Jersey. My soul was thirsty. I was at the water. I was at the well. But I never drank until that day. Now I understand. You can drink all the water you want. But there's a well that never runs dry. There's a thirst that can be quenched. It's only a spiritual thirst from the Word of God. Our food. Yes, our bread and our water, our daily supplements. Psalms 42:1. As a deer panteth after the water brook, so my soul panteth after thee, O Lord. I was thirsty, and I needed a drink. I always picked up the Bible when I went to jail. I always picked the Bible when I went everywhere. I mean, even Saul, before he was converted into Paul, he was studying under Gamaliel, one of the Yale's, one of the scholars, the one of the Ivy schools, you know, of this day and time, the Harvards. He was top-notch. He was learning from top-notch scholars, top of the line. But it was still the letter he was following after, until the Holy Spirit came into his life on the road to Damascus. He became blind. Then he had to go down the street called Straight. Then see a man. He prayed for him. The scale of his eyes came off. Then he went somewhere for 3 years, and the Holy Ghost began to teach him. And that's why he said the letter killeth, but the Spirit makes it alive. Isaiah 26:3 said, he whose mind is stayed on him will keep him in perfect peace.
I'm connecting you.
Okay. We need the peace of God.
Put your phone on mute.
Hallelujah.
Put your phone on mute.
I can hear you. We can hear you, sis. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to let you know today that I just believe God today. I love the Lord. I praise him today. Things that God taught me, I don't know much, but what I do know I got from the Holy Ghost. And I know there's a big difference when men speak to you, when another entity or source speak to you, and when the Holy Ghost speak to you, because it's a still small voice. But there's an anointing behind it. There's a peace of God. I thank God for developing me for such a time like this, even to preach the gospel. Amen. Even as the years went by, through difficult times, through hard times and trials and tribulations, unnecessarily problems I got myself into, drugs and alcohol, he separated me. He separated me when I couldn't get off of it. For me to preach his gospel, to tell somebody that God did it for me, he could do it for you too. I didn't do it myself. I was in the muck and I was in the mire, a slippery rock. And it's like a rock near the ocean. And this grass on that rock, you touch that grass with your foot, you're going to slip. That's how it was, the muck and the mire. You can't get out of it. It takes a hand, a power greater than yours. We're sliding down a slippery rock, but the power of God picked us up, turned us around, put our feet on a solid ground, the rock of all ages, the rock of my salvation, put a new song in my mouth, worthy to worthy of praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I give him the praise because I couldn't do it. Even in my turmoil, when nobody wasn't around, and I knew I couldn't do it myself, and there was no way out and no escape, I called on the name of the Lord, and he heard my cry and delivered me from all of my destruction. Who else can I praise? I sure couldn't praise me. I was already a dead man. I was already doomed. But I can call on the name of the Lord. Even the Bible says in Romans 10:13, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved from any and every situation. Even in my sins, I was still praising his name because I knew that much. Even though I was wrong, I still gave him that honor. But there's nothing like giving God glory when you're living right. When you're living right, there's nothing like giving God praise. And I heard one of my apostles today keep saying, I dare you to live holy. I dare you. My heart can now say, my delight is in the Lord. Amen. The word is life to all my being, spirit, soul, and body. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast thereof. The humble shall be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I call upon the name of the Lord, and he heard my cry, and he delivered me from all of my fears. Hallelujah. Everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. Psalms 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my fortress, my refuge, my God, my fortress, my refuge. Amen. I'm paraphrasing that one. And I praise him because he first loved me. He did it for me in spite of everything. And every day it's warfare. But I'm holding on to his unchanging hand. I know enough to hold on now. And I definitely ask for everybody's forgiveness. I've been in and out all this week. And that never happened to me before. I'm taking new vitamins and supplements, about 6 of them. And I asked my brother, does this stuff make you sleepy? He said, yeah. It can, you know, basically drain you without the inadequate amount of water and rest. It can drain you. Medications and things like that. And I try to look for an excuse. But I'm so thankful. I blame it all on myself. I need to condition myself, check myself so I can stay on my post. Amen. That's the bottom line. And I thank God. I was asking for forgiveness in my heart. But a prophetess Hubbard called, and all of the rest of the prayer warriors, she said, we were concerned about you. We were praying for you. The day my heart was feeling low, and I wanted them to forgive me because I kept falling asleep online more than ever before. And my heart really needed forgiveness. You know, if I didn't receive it, those things like that can turn people away from the gospel. And they called me and said, We were concerned about you. We were lifting up and standing in the gap. And I said, Lord, thank you. That's my forgiveness right there. That's why it's good to be somewhere where the Spirit of God is moving. For the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's freedom. You're not bound up. You're walking in the freedom of God. Nobody's putting chains on you. But we're maintaining and declaring our freedom on a daily basis until Jesus comes back. Yes, the Bible says, for the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And just bear with me just a little minute left. And so I just thank God. I'm going to keep the faith all the days of my life. He's done too much for me. He deserves all the glory, honor, and praise. If he never do another thing in my life, he already did it for me. And in my conclusion, Hebrews 13 and 15, by him, therefore, let us offer up a sacrifice of praise unto God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving him thanks. Thank you for your time. My time is up. Amen.
Praise God. That was this morning. I'll wait for some more. Thank God for the power of the anointing that's in your life and that word that you brought, praise God, about praise. And even in the midst of while we were yet in darkness, even that area that you were going through, that God blessed that he could answer prayers like that. But nevertheless, not remarks time. We're going to open the lines for anyone who desires prayer. I do thank God for you, my brother, and how God just blessed. And thank God, as you said, you're going to be delivered as God gave to you. And in the meantime, take over any other time, but you have plenty of time. But we can, if we are anointed and hear the voice of God, we don't go past what he says. And that was a power-packed message, even in the short time that it was. It had a lot of significance if we would just take in what was being said. So anyone that desiring prayer, as the man of God is on, and we glory to God when we stand in the gap with him, praise God for your requests that are being made. So at this time, the lines are open for anyone that have a prayer request. If we touch and agree with you now.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm requesting prayer for my brother. He's going to a divorce, and I'm praying that he will come out okay, that he'll be able to keep his house, and she'll be able to keep hers. And also, pray that he will have a closer walk with God.
Praise God. My brother, you want to take that prayer request? Minister Black?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Father God, we just thank you. You're my sister's request, God. Lord, we lift up the husband and the wife. They're going through a divorce, God. They both have houses underlying, God. And, Lord, even a closer walk with you. I pray, Lord, that whatever the enemy meant for bad, turn it around for their good and your glory. We bind the hands of that foul spirit and cast those spirits and all their partners back to the pits of hell from whence they came. Now we loose the Holy Ghost, the ordinance of the Holy Ghost, the miraculous moves of the Holy Ghost, God, to intercede, God, and interrupt all the things that the enemy is doing. And God, show forth your glory in his life, God, even in her life, God. Let the houses be kept, God. Let them even, Lord, make out better than what it seemed to be, God. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise, God, and that you get the glory and it be well with them. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, thank you.
Praise God.
Amen. You're welcome.
Praise God, Lord. Anyone else? We want to make sure we take those prayer requests and not just at a later time. If anything on your heart for yourself or either standing in proxy, we can take those requests now.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I thank God for that word, and I found myself in that word. I just asking y'all to lift me up in prayer that I get back into the spirit of praising God, no matter what is going on in my life or around me, because I praise God, but I don't praise him like I used to praise him. I want to get back into that spirit of praising God, and he be my priority in praising him.
Praise God.
Amen. Father God, you heard Minister Brenda's request. God, all we have to do is get back into praising you. Just as simple as that, God. And sometimes it's harder done than just said. Sometimes it's harder said than done. But, God, we purpose in our hearts to do the right things because we know, Lord, without you, we're nothing. We can't move, we can't live, or have our being without you. And you deserve all the glory, honor, and praise. You brought us through this, and you brought us through that. We're so thankful, but there's more you're going to bring us through, but there's higher heights and deeper depths in you. And we give you the praise, even over our family's life, our loved one's life, our own individual's life, the things you have done, the things you're doing, and the things you're about to do. And we praise you for that, God, just meditating on your word and just thinking about your goodness. We will purpose in our heart this day to get back in the position and give you more praise, honor, and glory, in which you so rightfully deserve. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Thank you. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Thank you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Good evening, Pastor Hubbard.
Yeah.
Prayer warriors everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
This is Evangelist Tara Parker. And I was just wondering, it's not really an odd request, but it's one that I think needs to be heard. I'd like for a very strong elder warrior to praise God for being God all by himself. Because through it all and in the midst of it all, he has seen us all through. Because we're all sitting sunny side up, despite what our aches and pains are, despite what our heart is feeling like, and despite what our mind is saying, we're still pressing towards a higher mark. And with that being said, I just want God to know that we as warriors, sinners and saints, love him. We adore him. We magnify him. We place no man, woman, boy, or girl before him. And within itself, if you didn't understand peace, be still, when the coronavirus hit, he was saying, be still, for I am God. I don't need you to tell me this. I don't need you to tell me that, because I made this and I made that. So in other words, I know how to reverence his name, and I'm sure everyone online knows how to reverence his name. But I think if we just have somebody just really get down to the belly, the core, and let him know how much we love him and adore him. And, you know, because when praises go up, blessings come down. And that you do in secret, he'll reward you openly. Now, we're not doing it secretly. Let's not get that confused. But it's just, I have such a great joy in my heart. If I could distribute it to every single person, I still wouldn't have enough to go around. I would still have too much. And it's nothing such as too much. But I'm just, I feel like although I'm sitting down, my shoes are shouting hallelujah. Hallelujah for all the goodness he's done. I mean, like I said, we all have trials. We all have tribulations. But my God is an awesome God. And he just needs to know these warriors know that he's an awesome God. And we love him. We adore him and we magnify him. Amen.
So to get clarity, to brief, your prayer request is specifically what? Without going through all everything else I heard what you said.
Specifically just to let God know how we magnify him, adore him, and place no one above him. No one or nothing above him.
Praise God. Okay, my brother, praise the Lord. Anyone else have a prayer request after this too as well? We're going to take it in, and afterwards we'll do our remarks. Go ahead, Brother Black, Mother Minister.
Father God, we just thank you right now. We bless you. You're the King of kings and you're the Lord of lords. You're the will in the middle of the will. You're our good shepherd. You're the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys, God. Hallelujah. You're the great I am. You are Yahweh HaMashiach. We just thank you, God. But the Spirit of the Lord told me, you're the one to do that. Yes, there's a time and a place, and we praise them continually. But when it comes to the holy boldness and giving him glory at those appointed times, you're the one to give him praise. I mean excited praise. I mean just all-out praise. The Holy Ghost said, you're the one. You're the one to give him praise like that. I believe we all give him praise like that. But when we feel like that, and when we look for somebody to do that, that's when we're the ones that are appointed. Ah, yay, Kaboko, to give God praise. Because when they see the potential coming out of us, then somebody will catch on fire and bring the potential out of themselves. So we got to be the leader to give them praise. Give God praise first, even corporately. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, God. You're marvelous. Praise the Lord. If there's another God.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you, Jesus.
If there's not another, praise the Lord. We want to make sure we ask you, brother, as we come in agreement for the Prophet Bird's family.
Oh, Father, we just thank you right now, God. We lift up Pastor and Prophet Lillian Bird, God. Lord, every situation, God, we ask you, God, to put it at rest, God, to soothe everybody's heart, whatever they're dealing with, God. Anything that's on their minds, the burdens that are on their shoulders, God, even in a sad time like this in the places where they are, God, to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord, but they're going to miss. It was just a sudden thing, God. But, Lord, there's a purpose behind everything, and reveal that purpose, Lord, to each and every God. Let it be known, God. But you are God all by yourself. You're solid, you're true, and you don't make mistakes. So, God, comfort them even a leaving time like this. Under all understanding, rest rule. We just give you glory right now.
Praise your name.
And we just thank you for moving in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We're going to get ready to take remarks. Bless the Lord. I think Pastor Betty's still on the line. We'll take that remark from her and then anyone afterwards as the Lord bless for glory to God, the powerful word that was mentioned said tonight. And it is so imperative that we praise and worship God. And as this topic was and stuff over this, praise and worship, is God getting it or are you, your flesh? Because we don't want, there's too many people exalting flesh and want recognition. But glory to God, the things that through praise and worship and this standing on God's word, and he even gave examples for his own life and so forth. Even while I'm just kind of over the line and not walking as I should, or then backslid and whatever, but God spoke to him. I hear you, the foolish thing to confound the wise, but it was a purpose in all of it, the reason why it went that way. And then it finally, down the line, he woke up and praised the Lord. But thank God for the word in you and the desire to please the Lord and what he's done, and do the testimonies that can glorify the Lord. So we bless the Lord. I'm not going to say anymore. I'm just going to give space for glory to God, Pastor Betty. Anyone else that would like to have any remarks for tonight? I thought I saw her number. Maybe she's already dropped off. Okay. Then in the meantime, if there's anyone else that glory to God that have any remarks, we want you to go ahead and share that now. And definitely want her sister, that's what I should ask now, just in case she has to get off the line, have any remarks. Elder Black.
Yes, Elder Keita Black. That was definitely an unkind word. Sorry. Okay, there's been a lot going on with Corona and with this and with that and with the economy and losing jobs. But one thing that we have to remember in all things, the scriptures say all things work together for the good to them that love God, to those who are called according to our purpose. And the Bible said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So in all these things, we need to praise God. It doesn't matter what we're going through. Our praise could bring us a breakthrough. Our praise could bring us deliverance. Oh, my God.
Glory.
Oh, God, I thank you. Our praise could do so much for us. And if we can just praise God, we can see God work. It's the job of the enemy. It's the job of the enemy to convince us not to praise the Lord. He don't want us to praise the Lord so we could stay bound, so we could stay in our same situation. But I tell you, if you praise God, God will open the floodgates of heaven. My God, God will come to your rescue. The Lord will loose angels. Oh, my, see, I know that they shake. The Lord will give you creative miracles. Oh, my soul, the God will go before you. God will open up doors. Jesus. If you just praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm telling you, when we learn how to rest and trust God and whatever like this, there's so many things that, just like my sister just said, how God will move. You can't walk in fear and doubt and wavering and frustration and unforgiveness. All these other things can hinder the prayer, hinder the move of God. And anytime the enemy get us wavering, glory, that double-minded man is unstable and all the way, get the wavering, then we're going to miss it. We learn to trust him. It will be more easy for us to praise and give him the glory that's rightly due him. But next person at this time, bless the Lord. Amen. Any other remarks? Come on, prayer warriors. Let's make it move now. Amen. The man of God has spoken. It's something you want to say. What the doors are open now for you to speak.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, Sister Alexander.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mother.
Praise the Lord, Brother Black. Thank God for you, baby. I'm telling you, both young men, I wish they have young men on the line to hear you, because you have so much food in you to give young men. You know, you said that, Samuel, go ahead, you always have your Bible. And each time you're going and come out, you're going and come out. But you see, your heart, with all that running back and forward, your heart was for God.
Amen.
Because one thing we cannot hide, baby, when the heart belongs to God, I don't care how deep the devil's trying to pull you, you're going to come out because of who you are. And I'm so glad to hear you bring that word. I wish they had young men today around to hear you speak like that, because this is letting them see, it's happened to me, it can happen to you. You don't have to go down in them. You can come out because of the love of God on you, your heart. Because a lot of times young men is today going on and people turn their head, but they don't realize the enemy have them hold up like that. But there's someone is there that can call on and know, I've been there and look at me today. So I'm so glad. I'm so glad to hear your testimony, and I'm so glad to hear the word from you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give God glory, honor, and praise. Brother Black, I appreciate the message coming from you. Who is getting the praise, Jesus or you? And you gave an awesome message, praise God, that actually demonstrated, praise God, that you made sure that God got the glory out of everything that you brought forth. I thank and praise God that my heart was overjoyed as I heard you giving the word. I thank and praise God for your transparency and giving your testimonies of what you've gone through. I agree with Sister Alexander, praise God, that we need so many more people to hear what God has done in your life, because then they can see if God was able to do that for you, he can also do it for me. So I thank and praise God for what you're doing in the body of Christ. Praise God. I thank you for making sure that there is no flesh on parade, but that God is getting the glory through the message that you bring each time you give it. And I thank and praise God for you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord, Brother Black. I just thank God for you. I always just thank God, and I always go back to your book. You know, that book, I had not read it all, but I enjoyed that book. And like I said, like everybody was saying about men, that wish there was some more men that could hear what you said. And like I was saying, if I just wish, you know, somehow that you could get those books into the jailhouse or to the prison, that all these men could just pick up that book and read that book. But I just thank God for it, because I thank God for that part where you were saying that the three times that you, the thing that had happened with God, and I looked at, I thought about that, I said, God kept having mercy on you, but you kept giving him the praise. Like everybody said, when the praises go up, you know, the blessings come down. And Jesus is teaching. He was teaching you right then, and you didn't even realize. He was teaching you how to praise him right then. So I just thank God for that, because you just kept calling on the name of Jesus. You didn't give up. So I thank God for you.
Praise God.
Thank you. That's true.
Praise the Lord, Brother Black. I thank God and praise God for your word, the word that you bring tonight. It was an awesome and mighty word, because it talks about giving God the praise and glory, and even through your testimony, how you were talking about when God asks you, do you want to go home, and he tell you to praise him. Then just like the word of God said, God takes the foolish things to confound the wise. And by then, I thank God for you hearing his voice in that small, still voice. That's why we have to get to that place to hear his voice no matter where we at. We got to hear his voice. So I just thank you and praise you for you yielding to the Spirit and letting the Spirit have his way in your life, and for the great transformation that God has done in your life. Continue to keep letting God take you up to higher heights and deeper depths in him. It was an awesome word. I love you, Brother Black, and stay focused and be encouraged.
Amen. Thank you. Love you.
Brother Black, we want to give God the praise and the honor for you. Your message tonight was so vibrant and fruitful, and I just listened to you with ease, knowing that you know what you're talking about. And you said that God had taught you to love him, and you were taught by the Holy Ghost. And if you listen to him and praise him, God will bring you out. That's my take home from what you said, and we just appreciate all of the things that you said were just fruitful and just good and just helpful. But we thank you so much for always coming and being an inspiration to us. We give you honor and glory, and we ask the Lord to continue to bless you, that you live long and prosper. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank God.
I love you.
Love you too, very much.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
How wonderful God has blessed. So beautiful. It's been a done. Somebody's not open yet. Someone at 3540. Your line wasn't open. Did you have anything to say?
That was my line, Elder Tila, 3540.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I did say something. I, you know, thank God for Robert already and the word. That's a very
untimely. Oh, he came back on again. He must have dropped off then. Came back at the end of my end of the roster. So okay, praise
God. Yeah, I did drop off.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have none other than our messenger of the gospel to share over that whatever remarks he has. And then we don't have any other announcements other than letting you know, glory to God, we are preparing for Monday night Monday night prayer every Monday night. But in the meantime, minister, servant of the Most High, you have the floor.
Amen. To God be the glory. I thank you for giving me this time and this platform. I know it came from the Holy Ghost because you don't do anything without permission, without hearing from God. And yet sometimes we ask ourselves, Lord, what, me? Little old me? How Mary, an angel, Gabriel came to Mary and said, you're going to have a son, Jesus. Me? You know, and I just thank God. Amen. Just only thing I want is to know God even more. You know, the Bible says the powers of his resurrection and the suffering, you know, I'm paraphrasing it, just in the fellowship of his suffering. I just want to know God. I want to be real. I'm going to be transparent. You know, just honest today. Because God do get the glory. Oh, my God. And I just thank you for this time. God bless everybody. I love you all. In Jesus' name, thank you so much, Pastor Hubbard. Amen.
Praise God. We bless you again, son. Thank God for you. I truly have been blessed, and thank God for the word that came all week. I just admonish you all just to grasp everything that God's been saying for whatever was for you and what you need for later that was in this revival, as well as he's already been speaking in your closets or with you through your pastors or other words that have been going forth. But this is that shift. I'm believing God that we're not going to be the same. Allow him to do this new thing and shift us to the next level going into this new year. But in the meantime, I praise God again for the word tonight and all week, for all our speakers from the first night, glory to God, from Apostle glory to God, Terry, glory to God, and for Evangelist Moultrie, from the Prophetess Moore, for Pastor Carol Alexander, for Prophetess Lillian Bird, for Pastor Betty, and our own minister, Robert Black, tonight. Truly, the Lord has blessed you all tremendously, and it's so much a wealth of word in there for us to live by, to eat by, to be delivered up, to be encouraged, to be inspired, and to be determined like never before. We got to get planted like that tree by the rivers of water and not be moved by the things that are going on around us, not the twins of pain and panic and all the other spirits that are out there. Know who you are, as we often hear all the time from Mother Alexander, that we should always know who we are so and trust the Lord and don't lean to our own feelings and emotions that the enemy play in that playground and in our heads. We got to get serious about this thing about Jesus, and we can't just eat off it like a smorgasbord, what we want and what we don't want. I don't like broccoli. I don't like beets. I don't like this, and I don't like, no. Like he told Ezekiel, eat the whole roll, because it's somewhere in there that word is going to find us out and clean us out and reveal some things that we thought we were over with or need to be delivered of or need to forgive or whatever. Let's keep striving for more of him and celebrate Jesus and celebrate the life that you're living for him. Not allow him to have us depressed, oppressed, suppressed. That's the world, and don't take on his system. Just let God do what he do so we can enjoy the blessings and be a blessing. Even in all this turmoil, God will give us peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast in the midst of the storm. But if we can just bless him and praise him and hold fast to his word. Well, we can't bless him and praise him, glory to God, sincerely and continuously if we don't believe in him or we don't trust him. Or we don't rest in him, or glory to God, we're always in turmoil because we haven't really let go and let God. But I'm believing God changes, is transpiring in us, and we got to practice this and to become disciplined to be the disciples. So I thank God again for the word. Glory to God, as truly have blessed me and helped me to tweak and tighten some things up and bring some awareness. So if we be honest, glory to God, on a daily basis, the Lord will, glory to God, continue to build us. But we got to be willing to let go, to let God, even in them hard places. But he said in his word, the way the transgressor is hard, but my commandment is not grievous. It's only when we come up against it, but we're not willing to yield to it. But God, I thank him for his mercy. And I thank God we can call upon him and go boldly to the throne to obtain mercy. So in the meantime, I thank God for you faithful ones and those that have been there each night and those that have been praying in the background and all the support, glory to God, for the prayers and also the scripture reading when you've been called on. Thank God for everyone that had the title that was given to them. They it was like it was tailor-made. Ah, yada-da-ba. Glory to God. Every night it was tailor-made for the topics that was given for them to bring forth. And thank God for all the prayers prior to. So we continue to pray one for another, lift each other up, and stand fast and hold fast to the word of God and pray life, health, and wholeness, and peace and joy to each home and families. And pray God's glory to God blessings. And as we prepare for Monday night, those that are available on the prayer line, you can take the same number, come and visit us on the line and support in prayer for prayer warriors. We thank you again for your faithfulness and look forward to the Lord blessing as we come together on Monday night. Praise God. Great is his faithfulness. I love you. Shalom, shalom. Angels be in camp, blood covering. Speak peace and glory to God. We still eat off this word and the word is still yet to come and the daily word in the Bible. We stay in the 66 books. I love you. Have a great night. We love you. Great week.
Love you. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Let us continue to magnify the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Without him, we can do nothing, but through him, we can do all things. Be like this tree by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.